The United Way program is about what?
Alive then? And well, and we do have lots of smoke detectors, and we'd like to put them in homes. They're not doing us a whole lot of good sitting in those boxes in the closet, so we would like to get those out to people who need them so they can call. They can call the main number, 209-5960, or actually probably contact any of their fire stations and probably get hooked up with one. We also have a special event coming this weekend. Chase Murphy was talking about it earlier this week. He's doing a great job on the news. I'm going to follow up with just talking about some of the stuff we're going to do, but it's going to be a special event. The police and fire departments are getting together to kick off National Night Out and Fire Prevention Week at a big special event at the Target Center on Briarcrest Drive between 9 a.m. and 1 on Saturday the 25th. And some of the things we're going to have out there is the volunteer fire department's doing some demo, rescue boats, Brazos County 911, Candy 95 is supposedly going to be out there with us. We'll have our smokehouse, kids fingerprinting by the police department. Kaboom is planning to show up. We'll have a car that we'll be taking apart, showing vehicle extrication. PHI may drop a helicopter in for us. And some bucket truck rides by BTU. K-9s and arson K-9s will be there. And the Bryan Fire Department will be cooking.
You got my attention. Again, that's 9 to 1 on Saturday in the parking lot of the Bryan Target store there on Briarcrest. Now, we have about a minute left, and I want to make sure, William, we had a moment or two to remind folks about fire lanes, and apparently y'all are still having issues with that.
We seem to have issues with that quite often. The fire lanes are there for the emergency vehicles. And you never know when the emergency's happening. You may pull up into one of those and think you can be in there for just a moment, but you really don't know what's been going on inside that building and whether or not somebody's called for help and that some large amount of emergency vehicles are about to descend upon that building or that complex, and you are going to be exactly where you should not be. And that's why we mark that certain amount of reserved lane for our benefit to come rolling up in an emergency and hopefully always have that space available. That is a violation of state penal code as well as city ordinance, and a violation of that will receive a citation from any peace officer. It does not have to be a fire marshal that writes that ticket. It is a fire code citation, which carries enhanced penalties, which means the fine's bigger. But the thing we want to get across to everybody is to understand why that red line's there, and that it's there because you never know when the emergency is going to hit, but we know that we need a lot of room to put our vehicles in at that moment. And that moment could be when we're trying to help one of your family, and we'd like you to always think about that and park in a regular parking space and not in the fire lane.
All right. So, again, the National Night kickoff on Saturday, fire lane, stay away. It's easy to see red so that you don't become red when you get a ticket, which I hope is not printed red. So, William Bouse, Bryan Fire Marshal, again, appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.